Friends, good to have you joining with us today. This is Tozer. He's wanting to get out into the church car park. And it's often been said that a dog is a man's best friend. And there's many reasons why people say that. Dogs, by and large, are faithful. They always seem happy to see you. This dog's always wagging his tail. He's good company. He doesn't lie. He doesn't gossip. You can tell him anything and he'll keep it to himself. And he's faithful. His name's Tozer, and a dog is often described as a man's best friend. But you know, the Bible speaks about another friend, as did the hymn writer Joseph Scriven, who was born in Banbridge. He wrote that great hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." And he had learned, as many, many people had before, and many have learned since, even like Abraham, that Jesus Christ, that God Almighty, is a wonderful friend. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. It also says in Proverbs that faithful are the wounds of a friend. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." And then in John 15 he said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Tozer's away. Oh, he's going to come back again. But I can tell you from personal experience that Jesus Christ is a wonderful friend. He's faithful. He sticketh closer than a brother. Even at times whenever he chastises us, he does it in faithfulness. He loves at all times. And Solomon's bride could say, "I have found him whom my soul loveth. This is my beloved, and this is my friend." The scribes, the Pharisees, brought many accusations against our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And yet one of those accusations was so true. This man is a friend of publicans and sinners. And so it is. How true it is. Jesus Christ is a friend of publicans and sinners. Jesus, the sinner's friend, we hide ourselves in thee. As we think about a new year, I wonder today, can I ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as a friend? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your friend? A friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Have you put your faith and trust in him? I trust today you'll come to know him. He's a wonderful friend. He's a wonderful Lord. He's a wonderful Saviour. He's a wonderful Master. You say, "How can I know him?" Well, you come to him just as you are. He extends a warm invitation to you, and he invites you to come to know him, to trust him, and to be part of his family. I trust that you'll do that even today. Thank you for your time. And may God bless you, and we wish you all a very happy new year. Tozer, here. Oh, he's away. God bless you, folks, and we'll see you again soon.